Are you a fellow dice dragon looking to add to their hoard? Are you never satisfied with the amount of dice you have?
Athos Onassis here. If you're looking for great quality handmade dice, then we have a couple wonderful shops for you to check out.
First is Critical Hit Creations. They have their own website. Also, Desired Effect Dice, who has an Etsy shop, and we'll have links to both in the description.
These shops are 100% backed by Athena and have the Athos seal of approval.
I just want to do a quick shout out to, I guess, our partners. They're not really sponsors, whatever you want to call Gecko's Media, our pimps in the podcasting business.
I like that. Yep, I'm your pimp.
Yeah, that's going in the app.
Gecko's Media represent.
So Gecko's Media is pretty cool. You should definitely check them out if you are interested in making podcasts.
That's it, Tim Gecko's Media. We make podcasts. No, we are a collection of different startup podcasts that are all starting off together. It's an awesome community of new podcasters coming together and helping each other out. And they are all joined together at geckosmedia.com, where you can get the complete collection of all the podcasts on the network. And soon you're going to see Hammer of the Gods on there too.
Pretty exciting.
For sure.
So if you are a current podcaster, want to get into podcasting, whatever the case may be, check out Gecko's Media at geckosmedia.com, right?
That's it. We try to keep it simple for them.
Sorry, it was banishing the beast. She'll be back, I say, as she literally runs back out. But it was a nice, quiet time for her to relax, calm down briefly.
Think about
what to do. On her actions.
Yeah, so that she can prepare to do it again. Missed the dice sexuality talk. It's over.
Dice sexuality.
Oh, now we have to do it all over again.
Yeah.
Start from the beginning.
Okay.
It's a two-time only show. I had to block my first person from the Hammer of the Gods Instagram. They didn't comment, thankfully, but they sent me a semi-homophobic message responding to something I shared, like, and I'm like, you know what, I'm not even going to respond to this, I'm just blocking you.
Bye.
Yeah. It was just irritating, because, like, they had followed for a while, and it's not like I don't post a lot of, like...
Right, yeah.
Like, everything,
pretty
like, pretty advocacy-y in a lot of ways.
Advocacy.
Yeah. That's a word.
Sure. Yeah, that's frustrating.
It is, but whatever, they're lost. Hopefully they still listen to the podcast. It's all that really matters.
Don't forget to subscribe.
Tell your friends.
Leave us a review, I don't care if it's bad. If it's really bad, I'll just delete it. Anyway. So.
Bye.
Okay, let's roll some dice or whatever.
Never. We will not do that here.
Okay, cool.
I don't know if you guys remember. Your investigation was going fantastically.
Yeah, we're really good at it.
Way on track, 100%.
So I have no idea why we got fired.
Yeah, not a clue. Also,
so
spoilers, we're not there in the recap yet.
Oh.
So it was going...
I'm surprised.
Yeah. It was going so well, and you guys followed the, like, riot in progress to this nymph's lair. And whilst there, you were questioning her and got a phone call from your boss. Well, Bion and Nikitas' boss, letting you guys know that you've been fired because you were too good at investigating.
Destroy my life.
Yeah, no one else could keep up.
I regularly get fired for being too good at job.
Don't we all?
Oh, I thought that was the end of the campaign.
You guys got fired.
Insane.
sorry. Yeah, we just had to record this wrap up, and now we're good.
Yeah, we're done. The end.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you you're all fired.
Yeah, that's actually why I've called you all here. You're all fired.
Twice in one day.
Where we actually ended was after the phone call or speaking stone call, and Bion was being rocked to sleep by the nymph's bees.
Oh God, I forgot about
that. As Bion was being rocked to sleep, the rest of you started to feel pretty sleepy as well, including the Warforged. Although you don't sleep, you were just feeling really tired, and you noticed there was a bee just kind of doing a peculiar little pattern that mesmerized you, and you just completely dissociated for you're not sure how long. And where we will pick up is you all wake up inside of a beehive.
My first instinct upon waking up is to check for my badge. Did it really disappear?
Yes.
I'm just as sad as I was when I fell asleep.
Possibly even more sad. Alright, so you are not only inside of a beehive, but you are all suspended upside down by your feet.
Oh, cool.
So, how's it hanging?
I imagine that is actually Raz's first reaction, just giggles.
Basically, yeah.
Can I put my eyes and listen to see what we see beyond just hanging?
They're actually dog bees.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Imagine if they barked and buzzed.
Maybe their barks are buzzes.
Oh, okay.
Haven't they purred too?
I mean, isn't that what the buzzing kind of is? Purring?
Not exactly.
Butt purrs.
Jesus.
Extra vibrations.
Oh, man. We're doing so good tonight.
Are there any pollen jocks around?
The bees?
Yeah.
And their knees? Yeah. They're all over.
What about the Royal Nectar Force?
Like the warrior bees? Is that what you're referring to?
The bee army?
You think
I'm solely referring to characters from the bee movie.
Do you think that they can be all that they can be?
They sure can. You can be whatever you want to be. Be yourself. What's the buzz? What's the buzz?
I'm gonna log off. It's time for me to leave now. Goodbye.
Yeah, we've officially all gotten way too punny.
We're done here.
What are they hanging from? What's securing us? Is it like vines, like something natural, or is it like chains, like something like that?
So, as you start to investigate, former investigator, you notice that it seems to be the material that the hive is actually made out of.
I noticed this is made out of the material the beehive is made out of.
Investigation skills.
Thank you, I learned that in investigation school.
So is it like a rope of it holding our feet together? Like we're hanging upside down?
More or less, yeah. I mean, they're basically encased in it.
We're becoming the hive.
I'm going to cast acid splash on it and see if it does anything.
Okay. Doesn't that, like, splash over an area? I'm just asking for, you know, scientific reasons.
That's irrelevant. Don't worry about it. You know, the range is 60 feet. No, it's a 5-foot... Wait. It's a bubble of acid. Hmm. Choose one or two creatures that have to be within 5 feet of each other. So can I do it on a target?
Yeah,
so
I mean,
a 5-foot area. So if I target it, like, so it won't hit any of us, but it'll hit our feet. Is that possible?
So, it is theoretically possible. I am going to have. I will let you do two people at a time.
Okay.
Because you guys are all suspended, and I imagine you could spread out that 5 feet just enough.
Yeah.
Wait, before you do that, how far is the ground from where we're hanging?
You're...
It's like a chasm, 200 feet.
I don't look at those things. That's irrelevant.
You're about 30 feet up.
Oh, that's good to know.
Okay, so, Raz, who... I don't really have any preference on who is next to who, so you pick who you want to splash along with yourself.
I want to splash Nikitas first.
Oh, no. An unwilling participant in this.
Is Bion here, too?
Bion is strangely not there.
Ominous. I'm going to do myself last, so I'll drop everybody else first. So
okay.
Maybe I'll follow my dad.
I need to create a landing space for myself. I'm going to crumble. It has to be comfortable.
You know, the Warforge is probably a really good target to land on.
I might have to use a spell slot here. I might have to charm person and have her as a splash herself first. See how things go.
Alright, so, Raz, who else are you splashing besides Nikitas?
I'm gonna do the Warforged first, and then, Nikitas.
Okay. So, I will need the two of you who are being splashed to probably do acrobatics check.
Yeah, I'm the most unacrobatic and unathletic person in the group.
Perfect.
But I rolled an 8.
I'm sure that the Warforged Artificer is very dexterous.
My athletics is a -1, so...
Well, good thing it's acrobatics.
Nat 20.
Oh, okay, that's a +2 something.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Okay, so Kontos over here with the first nat 20 of the night.
Nice!
Nikitas, what did you say you got?
I wrote an 8. I feel like the Warforge landed on me.
Well, it's actually not for that initially. It's partially for that, but it's also to see if you get splashed in the face with this acid. So, Nikitas, you don't get burned by it, but your feet are very...
I deserve this. My failure.
Your feet are very warm.
How many points of damage warm?
None. You don't take any damage, but your feet are very, very warm and kind of itchy.
Do I break free?
Yeah. So, the both of you... fall unceremoniously. Oh, well, I guess with your nat 20, you do a superhero landing, Kontos. But Nikitas very unceremoniously, just in a lump.
It's called the pathetic fall.
It's like the cousin.
Right,
yeah, it's like the cousin to the pratfall. All right.
You know how cats always land on their feet?
Not
so
Nikitas.
You just did the opposite of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rick, I would like to, as I'm falling, cast a spell.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I would like to cast Minor Illusion to give the illusion that I landed very nicely.
No one is fooled.
I like the idea of you, like, gently landing and going, poof.
Like I fall through my illusion.
Yeah. You dispel it yourself, accidentally. Yeah. All right, so...
I immediately lose concentration.
So, Raz, you and Deimos will be next. I need you both to roll.
That 30-foot fall, did that deal any damage, or was it cushioned by something?
Strangely, it didn't hurt.
I got a 13 total.
Okay.
For acrobatics.
8. I rolled a 2.
Oh, beautiful.
No.
So with your overall 8, you also do the pathetic fall.
Well, I'll slow fall. I want to float down.
Okay. I mean, you weren't going to take any damage anyway, but no. You didn't know that.
Just want to do it for flavor.
And Rez,
as I got down there so much faster, I will stand up and clap. As she falls to the front.
Yeah, and Rez, you were somewhere in the middle of, like, it wasn't superhero landing, but it was ceremonious.
It's like in
not graceless.
Yeah.
In Charlie or Willy Wonka in the chocolate factory when they're like burping bubbles to go down.
Yeah.
I'm burping because I'm not drunk.
Yeah, so there's no limit on it. So, yeah. All right. So what are you guys doing now that you're down on the B ground?
What do I do best? Investigating. I just want to look around and see what's around us. Everyone on 26.
Okay. You notice that the hive is just busy with all these bees buzzing about.
Are they aggressive at all, or they seem to be like worker bees working on something?
They don't seem to be paying any attention to you at the moment.
These bees don't appear to be paying attention to us. We might be able to walk right by them.
Do we see any sort of exit?
Or signs of biome, priority biome, from partner. I understand. I know how we left things.
You do not see any stray beard hair, and you also don't see any apparent exit. Yeah, you see where you might be able to exit the hallway, but you don't see anything that looks like it leads outside.
I would like to go through that hallway.
It's a nice hallway.
I'll cautiously follow behind.
Is there any honey anywhere?
Not where you are currently. That is actually the goal for this whole podcast. Find the honey.
Right.
It's just a jar of honey that Jonas.
It's the bag of holding.
Like,
a bag of honey.
Like find the honey where you play as bears.
Is that a honey heist or?
Yeah, honey heist. Yeah.
Oh my god. Perfect. Let's get sued by them now. All right. So, are you all following this hallway?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to pretend like I'm a bee, though, and just very quietly buzz.
I will hear that and join. It
sounds fun. Just very, very quietly, just buzz, 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 buzz.
Roll
buzz.
A deception or sleight of hand.
Can it be performance? Wait, deception or sleight of hand? I'll take sleight of hand.
I have a +8 in deception, but I rolled in that one.
I did too!
Oh my god.
Buzz, 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 buzz.
I mean, I wasn't going to make Raz roll, but since you did,
yeah.
you do get
I
to live
roll
with it.
I had fun.
Was it the enormous D20?
It was, yeah. It has betrayed me.
Traitor.
Kontos is super confused why they're saying buzz, buzz out loud. Why do you do the buzzing? Can you speak with these creatures?
Buzz, buzz.
I mean,
I don't know, it's bad.
I don't think they can understand me, but I can speak with them.
I'm still puzzled, but I don't ask any more questions.
That is probably the wisest thing you can do here. All right, so as you all buzz your way through this hallway, you make it to a fork in the path.
Is it made of steel? Is it a wooden fork?
Literally about to say I hate it.
Does it have fork spines?
How many prongs does the fork have?
It has to have four. If it's three, it's a trident. Stop.
No, it actually is just really, like, overcast, and there's a strange sparkly guy. Over in the corner.
How long have you been 18? My books are at my mom's house.
Anyway, so it's just a
very relevant, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. So no, it is just a split in the path going left and right.
Is one like really ominous and one's really brightly lit?
Roll a perception check.
Great.
I'm gonna let you take this one.
Oh, I got a net 20 and my perception is +3, so 23.
Way to make up for that net 1 that you didn't have to roll.
Balance.
I did everything while yelling buzz buzz.
That's what it is. That was the key.
All along.
We're buzzing in friendship.
Just echolocating.
You know, technically, you could make bat ears for yourself.
Oh my god, I do it right now.
What does the rest of your face look like currently?
Vaguely elf-like is sort of default.
Okay.
I don't really go back to default often, so.
Sure. Okay, so vaguely elfin, but very large hairy bat ears.
Yeah. I've probably made my nose quite large because I think large noses are funny.
Like human large or like bat large nose?
Like orc large.
True beauty right there. And impossible standards for
That's
all,
hot.
All beings. Shut up, Carousel.
That's what I was going for.
I'm setting the next trend in advertising.
you missed Demos over there being Paris Hilton.
That's hot.
That's hot.
Buzz buzz.
Amazing.
I do not miss those days. Not even remotely.
Do you not miss them?
I'm interested in these bat ears. Which way we're supposed to go, buzz buzz.
Okay, so as you're kind of looking, you notice that one, the left hall seems like it's less busy. You're not sure if that's good or bad, but you
busy,
notice that it's less
busy.
Busy,
do you mean de-busy, or busy as in like there's a lot of things going on or a lot of things in there?
Both. I mean, there are fewer bees buzzing about.
It's a less used passage.
Yes.
I wonder if the active bees would lead us to buy on. And the least active bees would be the way out. We can't leave our friend behind.
That's a good point.
I don't really know this dude that well.
I mean, we can. I mean, our lives are over. We have nothing left to live for. But
it seems like
still,
a dramatic.
I also love how none of you now has anything to live for, according to Nikitas, because he and Bion got fired.
Yeah, I don't care that you got fired. Buzz, buzz.
Our only goal in life was to find you and assist you.
I'm forgetting, I'm sorry.
You said our deputy badges also disappeared?
Yeah, yep.
Oh. That's what I'm saying. It's quite disappointing. Should we check out the busy side and see if we can find our friend?
Sure.
Or at least what's going on. I don't think we should leave here until we finish our investigation. I feel like the only way back for redemption is to complete this investigation.
I would like to walk up to him and cover his mouth and say, well, let's just leave.
That'd work too.
Let's let Bions be Bions.
Is Bion the one that wanted to arrest me?
Yeah.
He
is.
We should go. He's probably dead. We should go.
Can someone roll me a persuasion check to persuade me to believe he's dead?
I got 3.
Well,
oh, you got a 1.
I got a -1, so a 10.
All right, so are you guys taking the busy path?
No.
I don't know. I feel like the argument against the argument for Bayon being dead and leaving him behind is pretty strong.
Your partner of multiple years, you're just like, you know what? Yeah, fuck that guy.
Well, I mean, I'm in denial. I'm starting to believe it was his fault I got fired. It wasn't me.
Clearly.
Obviously.
You have never done anything wrong in your whole life.
Which way smells more like honey?
The busy, for sure.
I'm going to go that way.
Are you sure?
I want some honey.
Okay.
I just follow bad ears.
I like Razdaz. Demos likes Razdaz, so he'll follow.
All right.
Begrudgingly.
I'm going to change my my nose to a bear nose because I feel like bears smell honey better.
And you know, it's kind of close to a bat nose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I make a quick note?
Sure.
I have in my notes there was another companion with us, the barbarian human Basso. Is he no longer with us?
Oh, yeah. So, like, early, the last episode, he chose to follow the riot and do some sketchy shit.
Got it. He's dead.
Yeah.
Everyone we can't see immediately is dead.
So I just wrote up two people. Actually, I wrote Bion followed Riot. Vaso followed Riot. They're both dead.
Even though you just saw Bion not that long ago, theoretically.
That doesn't matter. He went back to the Riot. Now he's dead.
Well, no, that was pre-going to the Nymph. He had followed the Riot.
As you can tell, my notes stopped the session before.
Yeah. They're excellent, and that's exactly how notes should work.
You know what? I'm on a different computer, and I don't even have my notebook with me here, so that's fine.
Perfect. Fuck
yep.
Notes. Who needs those? So you guys follow the busy bees as they buzz along, and you make your way towards what you can only assume, Raz, is likely the queen chamber. So as you start to approach, you notice that ahead there's like an opening. You can't see all of it. It's somewhat dim where you are, but it definitely, you feel a breeze as if this larger chamber is up ahead.
So I think we're getting to the important bees.
The honey is strong this way?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Standard Bion is.
You know what? Bion does have a strong penchant for honey.
Yeah, he never shuts up about it, really.
Yeah, it's true. So I feel like wherever the honey is, that's where we should be searching for Bion.
It's solid logic, really.
Oh, I got a nat 20 for persuasion. Okay,
for
I
that betrayal.
This D20 has not betrayed me, and I love it.
I mean, can it roll anything other than a 1 or a 20, though?
It doesn't appear so, and it's all or nothing. Which makes sense for Rez, actually. This is the official die of Rez.
I love it.
What are you mumbling?
I'm just reading the B movie script.
Oh my god. Oh. I'm not concerned at all. Alright, so as the party makes their way to where this chamber opens up, do any of you have dark vision?
I went to look at that and then I got distracted by the B-movie.
I don't know.
As one does, one...
Changelings don't by default have it. I don't have it.
Nope.
I don't think Warforged do.
I was just looking at...
I see the night. It's dark.
Okay, Batman.
I can cast Firebolt down the passageway.
I
can't
put it down.
That's smart.
I can punch the dark real good.
That'll probably make it easier to see.
That's all I got. Can I make the dark feel better? I have an herbalism kit.
Who's in the front right now? Am I in front or somebody else?
I would imagine it's probably you, yeah.
Okay, so I'll cast light on my staff, and then lead the way.
Okay, cool. What is the distance that it lights up?
I think it's 30. Let me check. I think it's 15 bright, 15 dim.
20 bright, 20 dim.
Close.
You're close.
It's okay.
We're
I was going to say 60.
Numbers until one of us gets it right.
700. Nailed it.
I am, like, way too close to Razdaz. Just, like, my arm is extended, and I'm touching her shoulder.
Which is way closer than you want to be.
Your personal space today.
I'm like, I don't want to get lost. I'm so sorry. Pardon my touch. Buzz, buzz.
And even whenever she lights up the staff, you...
I continue to do this.
Yeah, you get like a smidge closer somehow.
Ever so slightly.
Go out anytime,
you
never
know. I get a microgram closer.
Not like a micrometer, a microgram.
It's how bees measure their weight.
We only measure closeness in European weight measurements.
And yeah, absolutely, as one does.
How you do?
At least on the metric system.
That's like you've never been to ancient Greece. Come on.
Not just the metric system, the wrong metric
right.
system. this is a very intelligent party that we have here. Across the board. Even the ones who are probably very intelligent, somehow still questionable.
Oh, Rez has an intelligence of 17.
I know, I think I'm up there too.
I have low.
I'm an artificer, so I'm pretty good.
Right, the difference is between intelligence and wisdom. Intelligence is just smarts. Wisdom is how to use smarts.
Everybody had their dump stat as wisdom. What's your wisdom?
14.
Okay, yeah.
That's 16.
Oh my god!
I know.
Oh.
Rez is an idiot by choice.
Yeah, that's fair. It really do be like that. All right, so you light up this staff, and immediately the tone of the buzzing around you changes. It goes from passive to you can only feel like this is a very aggressive buzzing.
I don't got a roll to know that's aggressive buzzing.
It's true.
Maybe she cut that light out?
With the light cantrip, can you change the brightness at all? Or like, is it just like on or off?
I'm pretty sure it's just on or off. I would let you roll an arcana check to put a dimmer on it.
Actually, can I take a shirt and put it over top of the light?
That makes sense. I got 14 total.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll allow you to dim it slightly.
Okay. I'll try to put it to, like, half.
Okay. So, the buzzing doesn't return to normal, but it's less intense.
Okay. So the bees are angry at the sun.
Aren't we all?
How many bees are there up ahead of us?
Where ahead of you, because they are kind
of... In the path, I guess. I imagine we're going down like a tunnel, and towards the tunnel, towards the queen's chamber, there's all these bees that are getting angry. I was considering casting the spell sleep ahead of us,
well,
to at least put the bees to sleep so we can pass by.
So you guys had reached the like entrance to the queen chamber, or at least you assume
okay.
It's the queen chamber. And that was whenever Raz cast the light spell.
Gotcha.
Got it. Okay.
So,
I just like lit a torch in her bedroom. Okay.
Basically, yeah.
We're here.
Everyone loves having the lights turned on while you're asleep.
Right.
Everyone. That's universal.
For sure. When the light was bright, did we see her at all, or were we still too far away?
You couldn't quite tell because it was like a cloud of bees, almost.
Oh, okay, yeah. Go ahead and get the sleep spell.
Can I cast a group sleep spell?
I mean, sleep does affect an area, I believe.
It does, yeah. And I don't know how much health a bee has, but I cast it far enough away that it doesn't affect us, and I roll a 5d8, so you can let me know how many get affected.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and roll, and I'll do some Googling.
So 29 is the count, so their HP, so it kind of goes down a line of highest HP to lowest, and just kind of, like, knocks out the creature's highest to lowest.
Okay, let me see.
Oh, other way around. Ascending order of their, lowest to highest, ascending order of their current hit points.
You see two of them lower to the ground and...
These are some killer badass bees.
We're screwed!
Be aware.
Be aware.
Full pun intended.
Retreat.
That was worth a spell slot to know how strong these bees are.
Yeah, that's a lot of information. We're in trouble. I was thinking they were like one or two hit points.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was going to count a whole
lot
of them.
Also, I guess I should have clarified, and this is my bad. So, because you guys are in a giant hive, these are not normal-sized bees. These are giant bees.
That is
well, that's huge.
Yeah.
That is
huge.
Yeah. No, I...
It's a big detail.
Yeah, I did forget
that's
to mention that.
That's a huge detail that might have convinced me otherwise that he's in the sleep
problem. I mean, those two are no longer a threat. They are... Yeah,
wait,
that's fair.
These bees are practically Saint Bernards.
Yeah. I mean, they're 5 feet long.
Okay.
Holy fuck!
Oh, yeah,
they're
that's
my
scary.
Size.
Was off.
So,
just put a saddle on one and get out of here.
I think that we have made a mistake in logic, and that possibly we should have taken the non-killer bee route.
Is there any other light source in here aside from the light casted by Rez?
There is not currently.
When that light was bright, did I see anything with my perception of 19?
No, that's what I was saying. Like, it was just a cloud of these giant bees.
He threw the gigantic bees that wanted to murder us for light.
Can I cast a tech magic?
You can.
I'm going to cast it. And the intent is to see if what kind of magic is around us. I know that bees are magical by nature, just from the previous experience getting here. But is there a concentration of magic somewhere deeper in? Because I think it's like some sort of glow that I see. So it might give me an indication of, well, in a better layout of the room, the concentration of bees. And where, if there's any other magics happening in the room, and what kind.
Guys,
so,
do you think this is the beehive that was in the nymphs, and we just got shrunk?
Oh. My wisdom's too low to figure that out.
So,
oh, man, that sounds fake.
So, Nikitas, as you cast this, it doesn't light up everywhere, but you definitely see in the cloud of less angry but still kind of irritated bees, just dots here and there of magic. It seems like possibly enchantment magic, and they just are moving about. They're not in any one specific place for very long.
This is gonna sound weird, but does it sound like the bees are talking at all? In bee language, by chance?
Roll an insight check.
Not really good at that. That's wisdom based.
But you're so wise.
12, 10 plus 2.
Okay. You would assume so, yes.
So, important question, Rick. While we were passed out and knocked out, did we get a long rest?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That would be awesome.
That's big.
May I cast Comprehend Languages?
Ooh, you absolutely can.
Just to kind of listen into what the bees are saying and maybe even communicate back.
Yeah, you
actually,
absolutely
it's a
can.
It's a rich ritual. It's going to take me 10 minutes to figure out, but I figure we have the time. So it doesn't actually cost me a spell slot, but I do it as a ritual. And I attempt to spend some time listening in, understand the dialect of the bees, a region we're in, which tree, all that stuff, and try to listen in and see what they're talking about.
Okay. Can you kind of describe to me how you cast this ritual?
I step away from everybody, and I look in my book. My notebook, and I go back to a previous chapter to where I used to study bees. And I look up there, and in the there's some keynotes in there that trigger a recessed memory of when I was taught bees at the academy.
Just the words buzz buzz.
And I tune to that memory, and it takes about 10 minutes and an action to begin to slowly comprehend and translate what they're saying.
Okay.
There's no magic involved at all. This is pure memory.
So, one of you roll just a luck check.
Riz, can you roll that with your 1 or 20?
Hold on, let me see. I got a 20.
Oh my god.
That's hilarious.
That dice is banned. It's illegal.
I don't know what's happening here.
That was a good call, I think it
tossed.
I've never had this kind of luck before.
Just for shits and giggles, let's have somebody else roll a different
d20.
No. I am sitting down and drinking out of my flask.
Okay. What, Nikitas?
Hey, man, am I picking up anything good? I don't know what they're doing over there. They're just, like, rolling dice in the corner. I'm actually trying to do real investigative work here.
No, I'm drinking in the corner.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of deets am I picking up? What's the rumor mill out here in the beehive?
Honestly, I thought you disappeared because somebody had said something to you, and then there was nothing.
Oh, I was very deep in concentration, you understand. It's 10 minutes straight of pure concentration of listening to every buzz. Every buzz has a different pitch, and the pitches are each tell a different language in its own. It's a whole thing. It was like 3 years in the academy.
Guys, I don't know if you know this, but Nikitas only casts his spells in real time, so we have 10 minutes.
Excellent.
I actually don't hear any of this. I'm still in the middle of this thing.
Yeah, absolutely. You're full in, like, bee montage mode.
I am what's called a method actor.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. So, as you cast this, still one of you, please roll.
12.
Okay. As you are casting this ritual, just scanning your notebook, reading about the bees that you used to study weirdly for a long time. Very, very relevant to detective work. Explains a lot about your performance. Why you were so good.
I was a specialized detective.
It was just
specialized curriculum I was going after.
Yeah, it was pure luck that it was a bee-related crime that happened.
I think after so many years of studying bee-related crime, I'd be better at this particular one.
Oh, man. Okay, so as this ritual completes, you can hear that these bees are saying, like, chanting, "Protect the queen."
Oh, God.
Hold on, I gotta read comprehend language real quick. 1 second. Doesn't appear that it lets me communicate with them, but perhaps them being mutated and bigger, maybe they understand us. So I gotta communicate to everybody. Hey, so I know I was distant for about 10 minutes, but it was really important work. I was listening in, and those bees up there, that cloud, they keep repeating the words, "Protect the queen, protect the queen," but nothing else. I'm thinking that the queen is nearby and our interests are direct, and that they are here protected. I don't know if there is a way for us to display to them we come in peace. Actually, Rick, can I roll like a history check to search through my book to see if I've come across anything in bee study? Unless if there's a way to demonstrate that you don't mean harm.
Sure, I will let you roll for that.
I have a +6, so. 14, 8 plus 6.
Okay. You cannot find anything specific, but you know that they're very, very protective of the queen and definitely would not like non-bees who are not invited.
I look at Raz. And as changelings.
Yeah.
this might be a dungeon for us. Is there any way that we can change our form in a way that represents a friendly like a friendly face or a friendly presence to them? To basically let them know we're not actually here to kill the queen, we're just here for information. So it's not like our intent is actually evil.
So our only limitation is that it has to be the same general layout of limbs.
I mean, bees have what? Two legs, two arms, and some wings?
I think they have six legs.
You know what? We don't. It's too dark for them to see. Bees have dark vision. I don't think so.
But I mean, you could make yourself generally look more bee-like, just minus the wings.
Yeah.
Actually, as who I am, I mean, this might be the actual best case use for my spell, Minor Illusion.
Nice.
Can I cast Minor Illusion in an attempt to cover us or brand us or disguise us as a group of bees or something that's not threatful?
As we
progress further in.
All of you or just you and Raz?
Will my insight tell me that if I choose lesser people, I have a stronger chance of success?
I'm not even going to make you roll. You know that, yeah.
All right, I'm going to choose myself and Raz, and we're going to do our best to manipulate our bodies to look as close as we can, and Minor Illusion to kind of fill in the gaps. And I'm going to instruct the others to stay behind. We'll report back.
Okay. I don't know if you're familiar with the Bee Folk from 3rd edition. Back in the 90s, yeah.
Only 11 years old.
I would just send a picture, but I just don't want to do that.
But just imagine that we tried to look like that.
Yeah, so the bee folk are like humanoids, but with bee features. So I kind of imagine that's what you guys look like. You still have more or less like a humanoid face, but with the bee-like eyes, a very large thorax, and then you Minor Illusion some wings.
Yep, I did that.
Better. Once we're done with that, as we're getting ready to move forward, I'm going to cast about 20 feet ahead of us. I'm going to cast Calm Emotions.
Okay.
It's every... Ooh, you know what? Never mind. I'm not going to do that. It's only humanoids.
Yeah,
just
fair. Good effort, though. I mean...
I cast nothing. I just walk forward as a bee person.
I do love that spell. It's very
I
useful.
Do too.
But I'm going to punch this, and I imagine this is what me and Rose look like.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
Discord.
Oh.
This is how we choose the blended.
Oh my god, we're glorious.
But I appreciated the picture. Zero context.
I mean, you don't need context.
That gives enough context, I think.
I mean, he knows that bees are part of this somehow.
That's true.
Now he knows too much.
You know what? That picture is actually mildly accurate since it doesn't... Changeling doesn't change your clothes, so.
Oh, nice.
I like it. I dig it. All right, let's fuck some shit up. And by that, I mean make friends with bees.
Not even once. Okay. All
right.
So, are the other two of you doing anything, or are you just kind of sitting back and watching?
I like to, or have they left already yet?
Well, I mean, they haven't... They're not, like, leaving.
Well, I mean, have they, like, walked away
from...
They
are on their way.
Or on the way. Okay, never mind.
Okay. That was big.
Well, I was just gonna do something if they were still close enough to touch.
Well, okay, when I say they're on their way, I mean,
they started walking in that direction, but they're still, like, right there.
Well, I wasn't sure if they were, like, 30, 40 feet away or something.
While you were pondering, they are paused in mid-action.
Do you, since you still have, like, your regular clothes on, I walk up and, like, find...
No, I'm, yeah, we still have our regular clothes on.
Yeah.
Trying to disguise ourselves as best we can.
I walk up and touch a small trinket on either of your clothes, and that the buzzing sound from that the bees are making is mimicked in those two tiny objects.
Okay, so similar to what you did before.
I just infused those two items.
Okay, so you are now literally buzzing.
I would like to keep this forever.
Does it last for very long?
It will not last. Like, if I die or if I change something, it won't last.
I mean, death is likely. okay.
See where this campaign is going.
Yeah. TPK, today, it happens.
That's fair. We earned it.
Our objective is to get Raz and I as close as we can, just to see what's going on and see if we can find Bion, see the nymph, or see any signs of what's going on.
Sure. As you guys start to walk towards this cloud of bees, they seemingly give you some distance. You can hear kind of just puzzled remarks from these bees, like, who are they? They're not from the hive.
I'll reply back the same way. Who the fuck are these guys? They're not with the queen. And I'm going to try to make them suspect to everybody else.
You can roll a persuasion with disadvantage.
Oh, I'm going to, wait, before I do that, can I cast friends on the other bees to help out my persuasion check?
I think, don't you have to target one specifically?
Yeah, I'm going to pick the one, the weakest looking one in the group. No, I'm going to know the strongest influencer of the group, the one who was like wearing a top hat like me. I want to target them to make them friendly, to make them turn on their friends.
You cannot really tell any difference. They all appear
I will roll persuasion with disadvantage.
Okay. They
first
seem like pretty...
First one's a 25, but what's the second one? 8 plus 6, 14.
Okay. They do not seem convinced of your lie, that you are... part of the hive with the queen.
I give them the bird.
Everyone knows that bees love
suddenly
birds.
Suddenly they're like, oh yeah, he's definitely one of us.
Everyone knows that bees love birds. That's their favorite thing.
Yeah, I've heard that rumor.
All right, so they just don't seem to fuck with you. They are still basically buzzing about the other two in a protective manner, and they give you to some distance, but they're not seemingly upset about you moving towards the queen.
Okay.
All right, we progress towards the queen.
Okay.
This disguise is perfect.
Can I, this might condemn myself, but I would like the opportunity to roll a performance check. To try to imitate as best as possible that I am one of the bees. I mean, we have a lot of things going for us. We have the disguise, we changed our body, we have the buzzing sound. I want to try to perform my best to be one of these bees.
Be the bee. I will let you roll that flat. So no advantage or anything, but no disadvantage either.
All right, 11 plus 4, 15.
Okay, yeah, they are definitely not convinced that you belong, but they're like, yeah, that's definitely a bee.
Uh-huh. We're being all that we can be in the bee army.
Just not this
army. We are bee ambassadors from another hive.
That's right.
Yeah, a different bee army.
Declaring war on the human race.
Get out.
We're actually going to sue them.
We're suing the bee movie?
No, we're suing the human race.
Oh. And I was like, you know, that could get us some publicity. We sue the B movie.
No, they're going to sue us because that's from the B movie.
Yeah, yeah. But if we preemptively sue them.
Right. Whoever sues first wins.
Yeah, that's obviously the law.
That would make things a lot easier.
Or worse. Probably worse.
Or much worse. Yeah, much, much worse.
All right, so you progress until you can see the outline of this queen, who is absolutely gargantuan. I mean, she...
I thought you were going to say fabulous.
I mean, she is pretty fabulous, but she towers above you. And...
I wish for the rest. I think we made a mistake.
Yeah.
All of you
no
can.
When we approach the queen, do we see any signs of Bayon, or just the queen?
Just the queen, and
great.
As you approach, you feel this like whenever somebody's got really loud bass, it just like rumbles in you. This just deep voice that says,
"Who approaches?"
Understand that, or do I understand it too?
No, you can all understand it. It's in common.
Oh, it's in common. Oh. Well, then in that case, I will actually cast Friends now.
Okay, on the queen?
On the queen? Oh god, we're gonna die.
Yes, I would like to cast Friends on the queen.
Cool. How long does that last?
It's 1 minute, and it's not a check. It just means I have advantage on charisma checks against it.
Oh no, I remember this very well. Nicholas used this against the giant robot. Or he tried to.
It's a clutch move. It's a move you use in desperation.
Yeah, it works very well every time.
I would like to say, as a cast friend, I'm like, hello, we come in peace.
Don't tell it come in pieces.
And you just, you hear the rumbling voice again say,
you come in pieces?
We are friends.
Nikitas, she's talking in common.
I'm sorry, method actor here. I'm sorry, once I'm in the zone, I'm in the zone. Jesus.
Nikitas is going to be buzzing for the next, like, 6 sessions.
Okay, all right. I approach the queen and say, my beautiful queen, we come in peace. And we would like to understand why you have captured these people. They are nothing but allies to you and your cause. And I think you may have a friend of ours who means you no harm as well. His name is Bayon the Great.
That's definitely his name.
Mm-hmm.
Not the judicious.
Oh, I'm embellishing. Do I have to roll a lie check? I mean, I'm embellishing a little bit.
This isn't Geckos and Grottos. You don't have to roll a check based on.
I love that. Just roll a die and just pick something.
It honestly simplifies so much.
Yeah, it's the whole concept of the game. Honestly, is what we're doing anyway.
And realistic, like that. I laugh so much at just some of the dumb checks that you guys roll sometimes.
Roll to not get hit by arrows.
Gotta roll a nacho check.
Don't look at me, check, but the Care Bear's there.
The Care Bear's there, yeah.
Oh, man. All right. You can roll Deception, though, yeah.
Not really lying, though.
A little bit.
17. 17, so plus 6.
Okay.
He thinks he's great.
So she says,
I am just following my orders from my queen.
And I am following my orders from my queen.
Okay, while he's talking, I'm going to cast Sending. I'm going to cast Sending and send a message to the nymph.
Okay.
And ask why we are stuck in a beehive right now. And also, can that not be true anymore, please?
It lets you get a message back, right?
Yes, I send up to 25 words, and it's a short message back.
Okay, So you get back. So sorry. Who is this?
She would know who it is.
Yeah, you're getting a new phone. Who dis?
Motherfuck. I'm gonna cast it again. You know who this is? You turned us into the bees. We're stuck with the bees. Can you let us out of the bees?
Let me out of the bees.
I said what I said.
You get left on red.
Mother F. Bad news. Good news and bad news. Good news is that I remembered that I could just talk to the nymph, and bad news is that she is a bitch.
That bitch.
Have you ever been personally victimized by a wet spaghetti noodle?
What the hell? I don't know if you could hear that. It was very quiet.
That's okay. No, it's okay. You ever throw an al dente noodle on the ceiling and just let gravity take over?
Jesus.
Have you seen that meme of the burn pasta that says al dente instead of dente?
Like Dante's Inferno?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
I found the seventh layer of hell.
And it's spaghetti.
No, please, my wets. Not my wets.
What is even happening right now?
The wets. No, no, no.
My wets got very dry.
No.
Fire. Fire.
Negatons cast fireball.
On himself.
R.I.P. Well, you're right next to him, so.
Oh, crap.
I know what I did.
I watch him burn.
But him and Raz.
Look at me. I'm burning. A different direction than I
expected. Yeah. All right. So as you're talking back to the queen, you hear and feel this rumbling. It seems different than whenever she speaks. And as you're looking at her, you can see that she's like, basically stuck to the wall. Essentially the same thing that the hive is made out of has her attached to the wall, her large thorax, her bug butt.
It's where the heart. Oh, that's an ant. Never mind.
This is not the ant movie, this is the bee movie.
They're both good.
Ma'am, are you in duress? Are you here of your own volition, or do you need help?
So, where I was going with that, so she appears to be, like, attached to the wall, but as you have talked back to her, she says,
"You all must die."
And the rumbling gets louder.
Wait, now that's a bit of an escalation. We're not there yet. Buzz.
Do you need help? Are you trapped here?
So, as you guys are, like, trying to convince her, you notice that her upper body seems to be detaching and falling towards you, and bits of the ceiling start to fall down all around.
Queen, does the fact that I cast friends on you mean nothing to you?
As you say that, 60 seconds. As you say that, the spell wears off, and she says,
"You brought magic here?"
I mean, yes, I'm sorry. That was a rule. In my beehive, that is okay.
So,
I just want to point out that either we are in a gigantic fucking beehive, or we are very tiny in a normal-sized beehive, so there is magic afoot somewhere.
And I will point out, my fake magic is still active. That cloud of bees over there, they're playing some magic. They're playing some magic dice or something.
So,
you might want to look into that.
I will say, as you are saying this, you notice that she appears to be in a direct path to fall on and crush all of you, all four of you.
All four of us.
Question, though. This is a very serious question that's going to dictate a lot of how I respond.
My question is, how fast can I run out of this room?
that's secondary to my question.
Oh, God.
My question is, my detect magic is still active.
Right.
Does the queen have a magic aura about her? Because I will be very, very pissed off if she's being contradictory.
She does not.
Oh, well, then I accept her. I understand. and I run. as I can run.
She's angry, but she's not a hypocrite. We'll grab the other two's hands and run for it.
She's at least authentic.
As the four of you bolt out of the Queen Chamber, you feel this shockwave knock you all down briefly before you obviously get back up and continue fleeing for your lives. And you're washed over by a cloud of dust as she clearly hit the ground and it shakes everything. Ahead of you, you see a few hundred feet away a glimmer of daylight coming from a crack in the wall.
Can I cast magic missile?
Sure.
I would like to cast Firebolt at it at the same time.
Okay.
I'm going to cast Magic Missile at second level to make it even more powerful at the crack in the wall.
Cool. Are you firing all of them like at the same point or different points?
Oh, yeah. Definitely all at the crack. Try to expand the crack.
Cool. So the both of you just immediately start hammering it with spells and blast through this wall.
Did I say second level? I really meant to say first level.
Well.
I'm sorry, I meant cantrips.
I guess Firebolt as well.
A smart move. If only you had done that.
Oh.
All right.
I'm Mark Slott. I know what I did.
I know the mistakes I've made.
So as you blast this hole in the wall, you all get to the edge and see that you are about 200 feet up from the ground.
Oh, no.
Did we do it?
I'm going to die if I try to fall. I don't have anything.
If you believe.
Come on.
Nope.
Believe
that's
it!
Not, that's not how flying works.
I read a book once.
Nope. Mm-mm.
About a magic pad named Peter.
We're how far up?
Let's say 200 feet.
Are we, like, by a branch at all? Or, like...
Are they vines?
Can we climb up the top of the beehive?
So, the outer shell of it is textured. You feel like you could climb down, yeah.
Down?
I say we do. Well, I mean, I'm not the best.
Well, you guys are 200 feet up from the ground, so...
Oh, I just assumed that we... Cause
is it suspended
is
from...
It...
No.
Not...
Or is it just in, like...
floating in midair?
I mean, you can't quite tell from the angle you're at, but it does not seem to be suspended from a branch or anything like that.
Floating beehive. My notes.
I got nothing for this.
I'm gonna try and climb up. I'm gonna change my hands to be, like, stickier.
Okay.
And I'm gonna try and climb up to the top of the hive. Or to the bottom. I think to the top. I'm gonna go.
So, okay.
Or at least
it's closer?
Far enough so that I can see if it's hanging from something or if it's attached to anything.
So, are you trying to get closer to the ground or to just get better perspective?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get a better perspective to see if I can see where this hive is attached to anything.
Okay. So, as you go out and grab hold of the outer shell and you look up, it is several hundred feet that you can see.
The hive is?
Yes.
Fuck. Who's got rope?
Good question.
Do you guys have rope?
Probably.
One second.
Probably.
No, I forgot to click on the adventure gear.
Yes.
The only...
I'm carrying literally nothing.
The only D&D party to never have rope.
I have rope.
Oh, okay.
Wait, I think I do.
Hold on, Kantos has one rope.
150-foot rope.
I have an ink bottle and a pen.
I got an herbalism kit.
Document our death.
All of those
great
things are very similar to rope. Thankfully,
yeah,
there is one rope.
I have one rope.
I got a quill and some ink.
There is
I
two rope.
I also have those things. So
we have 2 ounces of ink now between us.
I have an ounce as well, so we have 3 ounces of ink. It's still not going to help us get out of this
yep,
death situation.
3 ounces
so,
of ink and 2 ropes.
I'm going to start tying those 2 ropes together. That'll get us halfway down. Nope, not even, because we have to use some of it to tie it. So.
I mean, it'll get you... It doesn't take that much to tie it.
Well, I think a rope is 50 feet, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And this is, what, a 300-foot drop or
200?
Can we survive? We're at level 5. No, I will die.
Yeah.
This isn't going to work for me unless I can turn myself into an... Can I turn myself into Telamon and fly as an air cooper?
I don't believe that it would allow you to have functional wings, because the wings for Aarakocra are separate from their arms and legs.
Right. You can only change to the limbs layout that you already have.
Yeah.
Okay. I will minor illusion wings.
No, nope, that's not going to be your... I'm going to grab your arm. No, that's
not going to... So, okay, I need a very honest answer from everyone.
Climb down.
Well, as far as the being able to alter yourself, if it were like a harpy where they have wings as arms, I don't think it would actually give you the functional ability as a changeling.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't change your skills. It only changes the aesthetic. So.
Right. That's kind of what I was thinking. I mean, it would be cool, but it would also be very overpowered.
Well, depends on what podcast you're listening to, because
that's true.
I've seen ones where they give them functional gills because they say that they have seen underwater creatures and have given them some gills.
Simic hybrids have that ability to gain that too.
Yeah, but
if
the Simic hybrids are a little
like
bit different.
Spider eyes, you wouldn't have like spider vision. Like you would still have the same vision.
Right. Yeah, and I think using that same logic, like I could probably let you fly very, very poorly. But it would be a big gamble.
Yeah, I haven't figured out the hollow bones thing. So.
Oof.
No, it's fine. I don't do that. I think what I would do is, as a group, we have to decide, are we going to climb down or are we going to stand and fight this queen?
I'm a good faller.
She's scary, and there's a million bees.
Yeah, my friendship worn off. She's definitely pissed off now.
Yeah.
I don't think the friendsville really did anything because she seems to be hostile.
You can think that, but for a little bit I thought it did.
That's fair.
A glimmer of friendship.
Right, yeah. A little friendship as a treat.
Just as a treat.
So, I will say, you can all hear that this buzzing is getting louder very, very quickly.
This makes me nervous.
As my favorite movie, Aladdin says, all you gotta do is jump! I jump.
Oh, God, no!
I climbed down the rope.
Yeah, I'll tie the rope onto something. Is there anything to tie the rope onto before she climbs down a rope that I'm just holding?
I mean, I'll say you could probably quickly find something. You're not 100% sure how supportive it would be, but...
Oh, shit, I already thought it was tied.
Cool, yeah. Let's do it.
So
just jumping from here, at least we're only jumping halfway.
So Nikitas, when you jump, are you like...
Oh, wait, hold on, wait, that was a hyperbole. I would like to, in the interest of watching Razdaz change functionally from creature to creature, usually Nikitas is more using his changeling abilities to persuade, or just depending on the situation, he's never used it for function. But I would like to make the attempt to make my hands talons or something that can claw on a little bit better.
Sure.
Even if it just gives slight advantage.
Okay.
And I'd like to start climbing down. Not necessarily jump, but definitely haul ass and try to get down as quickly as possible.
Okay.
Using the claw hands.
They definitely resemble Telamon's claws, strangely.
Yeah, he would definitely be my inspiration.
How? You said it's several hundred feet to the top of the nest. Like, how far close are we to the bottom, does it seem?
I mean, you are more than halfway down, it would appear. Because it's several hundred feet. I mean, we'll say, like, 300 to the top and 200 to the ground.
Hey, Rick, can I make an observation?
Sure.
Real quick. As I'm climbing down, all this intense emotion going around us, as we approach, as we're walking through the forest and doing our thing and following and investigating the bees, I can recall that I did not see anything several hundreds of feet tall. Do I gather at this point, looking outside and looking at our surroundings, if we've been shrunken in any way, and looking at a world that's bigger than us, or have we been moved in our slumber to a place legitimately hundreds of feet tall?
You would definitely think it's probably the latter. you don't think that... What was that?
We've been moved somewhere?
Yeah. So that, okay. That you believe that you are probably somewhere that you had not seen.
Got it. We are not where I thought we were.
Definitely not Kansas.
I'm just kidding.
Or Missouri.
Yeah. Although, it is pretty miserable, I'm sure.
Shit. I'm gonna die here.
Yeah, I mean, the rope is tied as best it can be.
I mean, can we just start climbing? I think we gotta make a decision. I think it's either fucking
let's
just start climbing down.
Alright.
Okay. Let's go.
Cool.
Gonna die.
So.
Acrobatically climb down? Question mark?
What's that?
I acrobatically climb down?
So, I'm not gonna make you guys roll for it right now, because there's nothing actually attacking you, and I'm gonna let you guys basically take a 10 on this, so that you're taking your time and being very careful.
Okay.
And so, as you make it about halfway, the rope runs out. What are you guys doing with the rope?
Oh, so we make it? Oh, okay. As we make it halfway to the ground. Gotcha.
Yeah, we're halfway to the ground. We're still 100 feet off from the ground.
Wait, I thought we were climbing down. I wasn't climbing... Sorry, maybe I misunderstood. I thought the structure itself led down to the ground. Is that not true?
Yeah, it does.
I was imagining, like, a beehive that you would see out in the forest that was, like, hanging from a tree, you know?
Right.
Not that it would attach to the ground.
Yeah, same.
Right. I mean, you guys could not tell from... I mean, you were literally just peering out from the side of it, so you couldn't quite see the bottom. I mean, typically the beehives get smaller as they get closer to the bottom.
Right.
Mom, I'm praying that this thing goes to the ground, so I'm going to keep climbing down.
Can we swing the rope towards the bottom?
Well, okay, so I just imagine that you guys probably were using the rope more as like a guide rather than you're just
like
suspended.
Okay.
Yeah,
like rather than you're just suspended in midair.
Excuse me, no communications during Dungeons and Dragons.
Turn off your speaking stone.
So what's the rule? 10d6 per, 1d6 per 10 feet?
Yeah.
And this 100-feet drop, let me see what the odds would play in my favor.
Not great.
I'm
going to just roll 10d6 and see if I live.
An average is 30.
So the chances are I'm probably going to die if I fall.
You'll live.
Oh, yeah. I'm a wizard and wizard and wizard and a bard and another wizard. Lots of wizard in me.
Did not realize that was the third. Okay, cool.
I mean, you have a level of rogue, right?
Yeah, that doesn't give me. Hey, Rick, with my incredible investigation and perception and insight, can I roll a preliminary check as if it were to be like divination in a way? If I were to fall, how much damage I would take and make a decision of whether or not I choose to drop or not?
Let me tell you what the fates say it would probably be.
I imagine Mage-Hand will help me out all in bringing myself down.
You do weigh a little bit more than 5 pounds.
Only slightly. Oh, you know what? You can make yourself weigh 5 pounds.
Can you?
Is that a thing?
You can choose your weight. Choose your height and weight so you can make yourself really short.
Like squirrel size or mouse size?
5 pounds. I don't know how. I don't know what like the upper and lower like limitations of that are. It just says you can choose your coloration, hair length, sex, height, and weight.
You feel like you would be pretty unconscious, for sure.
Yeah.
But dead.
You.
Is there anyone to heal us?
Probably not.
No, I'll tell you what. I will jump with a potion of healing in my hand. And I'll just hold it up so that it's clearly visible when my unconscious body is laying on the ground, that whoever does live can just throw it on my mouth.
Or, you know, you could just, like, open it.
You were going to say, put it in my mouth. poison in my mouth and heals myself.
I mean,
check, I
it is a brilliant plan, to be fair. And you're right, that is exactly what I was going to say. You know that not only would you be very hurt, but there would be, like, serious injuries that would not just heal with a night's sleep.
Worth it.
Is it? No.
As we climb down to the 100 feet length and the rope's over, and we still have some more climbing to still do, is it? Can I roll a perception check to see if there's anything else around us aside from a clear path down, or maybe even use my perception to see, like, good footholds and lead as an example of where to put your hands and feet to get a better grasp or a better guide down?
Oh, yeah, I'll let you roll for that.
Cool. Perception 7. Not 20!
Nice. Yeah, you were just, like, nailing this.
I've played my whole life. I've been preparing for this in the military. You gotta climb the wall and down the wall, up the wall, down the wall, down the wall. This is secondhand nature to me at this point.
With your nat 20, you just channel your inner rock climber. And you shout belay on, and then you just start climbing down, leading a path that speeds up everyone's progress.
That's probably the coolest thing Nikitas has ever done.
You poor bastard.
As I'm going down, I want to also impress that I'm going to use Minor Illusion as an at-will cantrip as I go down to kind of light up the path, too. So as I go down, I figure out the proper footholds. I want to use Minor Illusion to kind of light up and create, like, a light-up path.
Okay.
Kind of, it, like, illustrates and guides everybody where to go down.
Yeah. I mean, you're just like
nice.
That rock climbing instructor who puts little glowy tape to make it easy to find.
I mentioned that to Rez, I'm like, can you really talk about the jump?
So you guys make it down to the bottom, and once you've reached the ground, you definitely can tell that you were not shrunk. You aren't entirely sure where you are. Are you guys leaving the area, or are you just kind of hanging around? What are you doing?
Great question.
I'm not going to hang out at the bottom of this behead where they want to kill us.
Are you sure?
I'm a little conflicted because of Bion's situation. So I know Bion was with us when we all fell unconscious, but he wasn't there when we woke up. So Nikitas's thought is one of two things happened. Either he was selected for something special and he's inside there still that needs to be rescued, or he somehow made it out. He doesn't even consider the third option, which is he's a part of it. I won't even identify with that. So I think the more likely option is, I guess, in the position we're in, we know we can't go toe-to-toe with the Queen Bee as is. So I think it's best if we like a rendezvous somewhere back here. And I think we have enough in my notes that maybe we can go to Telamon and explain what happened and present our case to him that what's been happening here is more than just a common murder. There's something greater going on with nature.
Okay. So as you're kind of like having this inner debate,
I'm gonna say all this out loud.
This inner debate out loud.
Both sides talking to myself.
Yeah.
While he's talking, I want to, like, try to leave.
Okay, so...
like, actually, like, everyone watching me, like, you can see me switching between Nikitas's, like, default form and Telamon. Like, I haven't played both sides, playing both, like, me getting my badge back and simulating, like, all this stuff about what could happen if I present this in the right way.
Does your accent change as well?
What was Telamon's accent? Probably.
I was going for, like, a Foghorn Leghorn.
That's exactly what happens.
As you are debating with yourself and role-playing this, Deimos starts to try to walk off, and especially Deimos, you hear a whistling sound that quickly grows louder. And all around the party, arrows start to land. None of them hit you. These arrows begin to thunk into the ground around you. None of them actually hit any of you. And it seems like this is probably deliberate.
Do we see where they're coming from?
Roll perception.
Is this happening while I'm doing my internal dialogue?
Your internal, external dialogue, yes.
14.
It takes you a minute. You're looking all around, and then you see about 250 feet away this cloaked figure and what seems to be a very small, hairy man on the ground next to him. And this cloaked figure is holding a bow and just casually waves.
Kontos just waves
back.
Yeah,
yeah. That's
what we're doing. Wave back in tandem. Smiling wave, boys.
Hi. Do you know the way up? Buzz.
Motherfucker.
Buzz. I will cast sending at that person and be like, excuse me, can you don't? Also, who are you and why are you shooting near us?
So, they respond without having a spell to be able to detect it. It definitely seems magically enhanced, and you hear this voice respond. You will stop the investigation and leave.
Never! Says Telamon / Nikitas.
Good old Teletas.
Yeah, the old Teletas. Can I really squint my eyes? Actually, no, I'll take it back. Since I'm still in Teletas form. I have Iracocra eyes in this moment. Can I peer really, 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 really closely and see if the bushy figure next to this cloaked figure is Bion?
It definitely seems to be Bion, who is bound and gagged and blindfolded.
Oh, no.
You guys don't know that?
No.
Listen.
You also see the glint of a blade.
The sack of potatoes on the ground is Bion. Gotta get close near you. Perhaps we can run off our way over there.
Is he just hanging out with somebody else?
Nope, there's a sword to his throne. He's
a little bit gagged. Okay. That's an important thing.
It might be something he's into. I don't know.
It's a very elaborate roleplay.
I mean, Bion's told me some stories. But after they really pushed the water to the law of justice, and it's awkward sometimes. But in this case, I think this is against his will. He gave me the sign.
The sign of no sign.
Sign for not BDSM.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, he did not say the safe words.
The safe word's pineapple juice.
Say it to thaumaturgy out loud.
You would assume it's probably thaumaturgy because it's like a booming enhanced magical voice.
Can you be? I friend 20 feet. I can't even scream that loud. I'm going to go to Raz and say, can you send another message and just say like let's feed into this. Well, just to give up the investigation, but he obviously has a friend.
Here's the thing. That was my last third level spell.
You know what? Let's, all right, let me use a minor illusion. And then, like, it's a big sign above us, like, in, like, gaudy letters. That says, we understand, okay, we're going to approach, don't shoot.
I love the idea of this being neon letters in Greek.
Yep.
In Greek. Amazing.
You can see
as I'm writing it in Greek, though, it's like it has some B language mixed in. Like I'm still trying to transition in my mind from B to Greek.
Yeah, there's like little claw marks.
Everything ends with a Z.
You know, like it's 2001.
Yes. A lot of XDs.
Yeah. We proceed, I imagine, at least I do. I'm very invested in seeing what's going on with my friend. Because even though we're not partners in crime, we're at least partners in friendship.
Sure. So as you approach, you close about half of the distance, and you hear the voice again say, "It's far enough."
Okay, it's still really far.
Wait, what's that distance of 300, 150?
125.
Yes.
Wait, 125, like, myself just 5 feet closer.
Roll either sleight of hand or deception.
Hold on. I will absolutely use deception. And let me put my hands up and say, no, it's okay, it's okay. We become in peace just to get myself a little bit closer. 12 plus 6, 18.
Okay, yeah.
We're going to whisper back to everybody and say, listen, this is about to get real. I'm not usually one for blood and warfare and fighting. I'm really, really bad at it. But I'm going to take a shot. I'm going to release a very powerful spell at this thing that's holding my friend captive. When I do so, I want you to
You're
rush over.
You're going to release a spell at... Wait. Okay, we're going to rush 125 feet. You're going to release a spell at the person who has a blade to Bion's throat.
You got it.
I inch away from
like
him.
Maybe there's like another course of action we can take, or really any other thing we can do.
Well, I can't suggest him or charm him until 30 feet. So this is all I got from 120.
Can you tell me what you're casting?
Magic missile at third level.
Okay.
I mean, it's gonna knock him out a little bit for you to take two actions, two action rounds to dash and get there. Could I do something different then? Hold on. I move forward to deceive them, of course, and that pass. Can I do something to? I know this is really pushing the limits of minor illusion. But I want to get the impression that they're still here with me and have one or two of them try to sneak around the minor illusion in an attempt to get as close as possible before they notice in the attempt of catching them off guard so we can protect Bion before Swordy stabs them.
Nikitas, as you cast this minor illusion, you see the form in the distance kind of kicks Bion, who rolls over and disappears, and then he steps to the side. The other form steps to the side and disappears. And you suddenly feel a prick at the back of your neck.
Oh, no.
Everybody or just me?
Just you.
Well, this isn't good as I hold my neck and fall to the ground.
I mean, you didn't get stabbed. You just feel like the point of something.
It's very dramatic. That's what happens. Oh no, the pain! And I do fall in dramatic fashion.
Okay, yeah.
Avenge me!
So as you fall over, you just hear pathetic.
You shut your face.
Okay, so I'm gonna turn around. Do I see who it is?
Yeah, so you see the cloaked figure who the hood over his face hides most of his features, but he appears to be possibly human, and he just says, this investigation is over. Leave here while you still can.
Can I roll a performance check? I really want to sell that he stabbed me. I rolled a 3, so I got a 7.
Okay, I was going to say with disadvantage... Yeah, I was going to say with disadvantage, but I won't even punish you for that.
Like, oh, the agony! How could you stab a man from behind? Bion, join me in death. And I reach out, is Bion there at his side?
Yeah, so Bion is clearly still bound and gagged and blindfolded. He also seems kind of limp, like he might still be unconscious.
This might mess up your plans, Rick, because I know Bion's not here. But as I'm on the ground, crying in agony, and as this interaction's happening, he's telling us to skip an investigation. I'm doing this horrible performance on the ground that he stabbed me and got hurt, and I'm reaching closer to him. Can I whisper? It's a bard ability, healing word, in an attempt to whisper words of encouragement and healing into Bion to awaken him from his unconscious state.
So, you absolutely can. He doesn't seem like he's unconscious from injuries, though.
I got enough for that, then.
Okay, so, that's our friend. If we leave, can we have him back, or...
Oh, the pain! Oh!
Okay.
He just, he looks, even though you can't see his eyes, you can feel this grimace of just pity and really just disappointment. Just like,
someone
there's...
help me! Oh, I'm dying!
He just, he gives off this aura. His aura is just like utter disappointment. He says, you know, I heard that you were actually good detectives, but I see I have nothing to worry about.
When he insults my ability as a detective, I instantly shift and I stop, like, in my pain, and I, like, look up at him with serious eyes, and no joke, within 3 seconds, I cast level 3 magic missile at him.
Roll a d20 just to see who gets to react first.
9.
I will join in that if I can.
Sure.
I say, what did you say? And I blast.
Which makes sense because I would react to him casting a spell, so.
What did you get, Amanda?
A 3.
Oof.
Nice, we're super fast.
Yep, should skills, guys.
Yes. Okay, so before either of you can react, he just steps to the side again.
Oh, we're all so high.
I know. So impossibly high. He steps to the side again and disappears.
Does he take Bion with him?
He does not.
Oh, my God.
I look at, when he disappears, I'm relieved, and I think I did good. Like I did this. I saved Bion, and I go over and clutch his unconscious body. I saved you, buddy. I saved you. The law and justice will always prevail.
So,
I'm going to take my flask out and dump it on his face.
So you want to know what's really sad? His initiative roll was not great, but it was still somehow better. he got a 9 total.
Amazing.
So possibly if anyone else had done anything, you could have beaten him, but...
But we had Dima, who's a lizard monk with probably incredible dexterity.
I had already stepped away from you. I'd already stepped away. You made me nervous the first time.
More nervous than normal.
Right.
I switched to rolling virtually on roll 20 or on D&D Beyond, so now all my rolls are trash. So.
Perfect. That's amazing.
Trash.
I'm the trash man.
Trash.
So I'm going to say, as he disappears, that is where we're going to end the session.
Can it end with me, like, whispering into Bion's ear and then him opening his eyes, recognizing me, and us having, like, a longing, memorial embrace of me saving him and him being just over the top, thankful?
Yes, the sexual tension is very thick in the air as we end the session.
Cut it with a knife.
It's also kind of smelly. It's like a really old cheese. Thick, but smelly.
Oh, this is definitely Bion. There's no doubt.
Oh, amazing. Amazing.